Obviously, we're always disappointed when the numbers of children passing goes down. It's gone down a small amount of 1%. In 2010, the pass rate was down at 16.5%, and it went up to 19.5% in 2011, and now it's slipped back to 18.4%. Very disappointing. But the problem is that some of this is virtually inevitable. We have a batch of children going through our system who were the victims of a crisis in the education sector between 2004 and 2009, when many teachers left, there were no textbooks, and it's almost inevitable that this is going to have some impact. We are addressing those problems, but many of the foundations, the educational foundations of these children, were undermined during those years, and it's almost inevitable, as I say, that this will be reflected in their results. The only good news is that we see a steady increase in the number of children writing O-levels. It went up again by 11%.
So what is the best way forward in terms of improving these results?
We need to understand that the education sector is still in crisis. For some of these children, tragically, the little that can be done at this stage, they need remedial teaching. Some of these children missed out during the crucial years when they were being taught numeracy and literacy, and their education was undermined. And unless one gets them back, and as I say, unless one gives them some form of remedial teaching, it's very hard to recover that lost ground now. We are already addressing these fundamental problems, and I'm confident that the children who are now going through grade 1 and 2 and 3, who've had textbooks, who've had teachers in the schools, are not going to be affected in this way. But there's one other factor that is critical to this performance. People look at this pass rate of 18.4% and they're horrified, and justifiably so. Even at its peak, ZIMSEC has not achieved pass rates much more than 25%. And that is a reflection of a deep-rooted problem in the education sector, namely that it's too academically orientated. The Nzaramasanga Commission report in 1999 said that we need to provide more balance, have more practical vocational subjects. We're now starting to try and do that through this process of curriculum review and reform. But until we get more practical subjects, it is inevitable that those children who are not academic are going to struggle writing our present O-level exams because they're so academically orientated. And it's a fact that children have different talents. There are some children who are good with their hands. There are some children who understand maths and English and science better. That's the way of the world. And these low pass rates will remain for so long as we have this academic orientation. When we start to have more widespread practical subjects such as metalwork and carpentry taught in a far more widespread way than they are at present and examined, we'll see that overall pass rate go up.
Now, I see that pass rates are actually reasonable in Ndebele, Business Studies and Biology, but we've got low pass rates in English language, Shona and Maths. Is there any explanation there?
One of the explanations, I come back to the chaos that prevailed in 2007 and 2008. We lost 20,000 teachers, and unfortunately, most of those were our best teachers, the teachers who were most mobile, the teachers who were snapped up in South Africa and Botswana, and they tended to be those teachers who were good at maths, good at science, good at English. And that now is reflected in these results.